Yeah, I think it's a combination of both, because we've got to make sure that while we're going to be, you know, an above the neck approach in terms of that mental, making sure guys are on the screws with that, you know, taking care of their bodies with the short turnaround. Today was really just all mental reps, things like that. And then tomorrow, what we'll do is it'll be a walkthrough, and then we'll also have a couple things, just a jog through type deal, where you get a little bit of a, you know, a blood flow and some different things going like that, so that hopefully these guys will be ready to roll at 5:30 or 5:25 on Thursday. I think it's really based on how they feel and making sure they get their rest, proper nutrition up to the, you know, leading into the game, and then feeling how they are from a mental standpoint, just with that communication, whether it's in the meeting room, out there in the walkthroughs. So I think it's a combination of both. Both are very important, but it's very important that our guys feel their best on Thursday, knowing that everything is condensed down into such a shorter week. Want to try to get these guys as fresh as possible so that they can perform at their best. I think they were great. You know, they responded exactly like you would want them to. Clearly, we didn't get the outcome that we wanted. There's a lot of things that we can clean up. But now, whether you win or lose, it's time to put that one away, learn from the mistakes, continue to try to do some of the good things as we move forward in San Francisco. But what you love about the NFL is you can't dwell on a win or a loss too long. And it's got to be that next up mindset and mentality, and that's what our team has right now. Well, you know, as a person, I think he's a great guy. You know, he's one of my closest friends where, you know, you get to know him and really, you know, just have enjoyed spending time with him, getting to know what's important to him as far as the family, the football. He's a great dad, great husband, you know, all those different things. But in terms of a football coach, sees the game excellent. He's got a great way about being able to scheme things up, understands football from a 22-man perspective, where he understands all the little nuances both offensively and defensively and how to manipulate certain schemes that people are running. And really, he's had a huge influence on some of the things that we believe in here philosophically on the offensive side of the football, and I think he's a great coach. Yeah, you know, he was so busy at the time, you know, going through the playoffs and then, you know, getting ready for a Super Bowl, that I think that's where his singular focus was. And then it kind of came about where it looked like things were going to work out with San Francisco. But, you know, we keep in touch throughout the course of the regular season with texts and things like that. But it's so difficult once the season rolls, you know, to be able to really talk to people on the phone. But that's where the Combine, the Senior Bowl, different things that take place throughout the course of the offseason really offer a unique opportunity to catch up with guys. And we've done that. Yeah, you know, I think it's always fun when you go against people that you know, but it's about trying to put our players in good spots, making sure that we're smart and sound with the schemes that we're implementing. I think there's a competitiveness that comes into play. You know, you look at some of the things from last week's game and then leading into it, it makes it fun, but really once that thing kicks off, it's just another game, and we've got to try to do a good job of coming away with the win. Yeah, you try to scale it back. You want to make sure that while you don't have a chance to get some of the physical reps with maybe new things that the guys need to feel the rhythm and timing of that, you try to be aware of not doing some of those things. But depending upon the schemes that you're going against, there might be some carryover. There might not be. There's a couple things that we'll be able to carry over from what they were doing, but they are very different schematically just from a defensive approach to what Washington does to what we're expecting to see against San Francisco on Thursday. Yeah, no, it was a great individual effort. I thought, you know, it was a great job by Jared getting across the board. You know, that was on the backside of his progression. Found Todd, and then he created afterwards, you know, with the hurdle and great awareness to be able to reach it over for, you know, to get an 18-yard touchdown. And those are the kinds of plays where I think a lot of people were surprised. And while you certainly don't take for granted what a great individual effort that was, those are the things that, you know, you expect to see from Todd because of the confidence you have in him as a player. So, you know, to say you're surprised by that, I wouldn't say I'm surprised, but you are appreciative that you have such a special player, you know, in a position to be able to make plays like that for your offense.
Sean, Tavon's only had 16 snaps between two games. Do you need to see more out of him as a coaching staff, or is that just a matter of the game script, the game planning didn't necessarily fit him in the way
Well, no, he's been part of the game plans. I think just the game has dictated. You know, first of all, when you look at the Indy game, the game got a little bit where you're kind of a different approach into the second half with the lead that we did have. We had him, heavily involved in that. But also, that was his first week back from the hamstring, so you don't want to overload him as he's getting back into returning punts, doing the different things that we'll ask him to do offensively. And then with last week, we had a handful of things, wanted to get involved. When you have 49 snaps, you want to try to have some balance, some different things like that. Didn't get him as involved as we would have liked to, but the flow of the game kind of dictated a little bit different approach that we had because of that. Yeah, I think what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're aware of what you've done on tape, what they're preparing for, different things like that. But you also don't want to lose sight of what your identity is and what your staple or your core base philosophy from an offense, defense, or special teams approach is, because this is what your players are comfortable with. This is what you've done from day one, starting in the offseason, leading through training camp. So you still want to be aware of that, but you also do want to have kind of an approach, a tactical approach, knowing that they do, have some familiarity with what you're doing from an offensive standpoint, just because of the influence and us working together in the past.
Sean, when it comes to Tavon, there was always questions about how he fit in the previous offense that he was in with the Rams. For you guys, do you feel like you have an idea of what you want his role to be, and it's just a matter of getting there, or is it still sort of some feeling out?
I think it is. I think it's still feeling it out, because I think clearly he's special with the ball in his hands and doing some of the different things you guys have seen with the jet sweeps, playing the running back position and being able to take some screens. But I think he has a lot more in him than, as a, just a complete receiver. Running some great routes this past week. We haven't gotten him those opportunities yet, so we've got to do a good job. I've got to do a good job of being able to put him in those spots, and think he's fully capable of that. So I think that's something that is to be determined, and you'd like to see his role grow as the season progresses. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember it very well. It was with him and Coach Shanahan, and we were talking about a couple different things, and I think it was a comfortable rapport that we had right away, because you're talking about football, and there was some similarities in terms of our background, both having worked with John Gruden as a quality control coach. So we were able to speak the same verbiage right away, and it worked out, and it was a great experience working for him. Quality control. I was quality control, breaking down film, assisting the receivers. Did that really the first part of that first season in Washington. And then when John Embry got the head coaching job at the University of Colorado, Coach Shannon was great to him and said, why don't you get going on that? So then the last four games of that season, did that role, and then also was able to coach the tight ends for him. Yeah, it's a little bit less sleep than you're accustomed to, but you've got to make sure that you're more specific in the plays that you're going to run, kind of tailor down your playlist, and then be aware of where the players are at from a mental standpoint, so that they can feel comfortable and just go play and not feel like they're thinking. So it does, everything's condensed down in these weeks, taking on those different roles. Really what I've talked about over and over, Jim, is you feel so good about Wade and John and really the rest of our staff to be able to alleviate some of those things when you have to take care of the necessary things as a head coach. But it's been a good start to the week. We'll finish it up tomorrow and tie up any loose ends and then be ready to travel to San Francisco and hopefully have a good performance on Thursday. Yeah, I think it's just making sure that we're sound, with the gap integrity. And again, you look back at some of the different things, credit to Washington for making some of those plays. But I think the thing that was encouraging, which Wade will tell you guys as well, is that as the game progressed, guys settled in. Now what we've got to do a good job of is not letting what happened at the early stages of the game happen, period. Let's settle in a little bit sooner, try to alleviate that. And, we know in this league there's great players. Got a lot of respect. You look at what Hyde was able to do last week against an excellent defense in Seattle. And then you look at a couple of the things that Washington was able to do. The 61-yard run by Chris Thompson. You like to say, all right, run defense. But also I think it's important to take into account that was a great individual effort by a great player right there too. So, it's a give and take. And what we've got to do is just make sure that the things that are correctable, that we can clean up, we address those. And those are things that we've done already. And the guys have responded the right way.
Is your grandfather
going to be up there? Yeah, I think so. You know, you guys will have to ask him who he's rooting for. Oh, you would care.
Well, I know, but
Well, I'll tell you what the difference is that, you know, you always want to try to win anytime you're part of a team. The difference is, as an offensive coordinator, whatever happens on the defense, it's not your job to worry about that. Now, when you kind of have that ownership, you got to make sure that everything is, you kind of have a command on everything that's going on. Certainly, you never want to be able to see that. But like we talk about, we've always got to be ready to respond the right way, because whether it's a 61-yard run that goes for a touchdown or one that goes out at the one-yard line, you never know what that next play entails. You look at the previous week where they end up, you know, Indy, they end up getting that, they get a check down, guy breaks off to the 1 yard line. The Marcus Joyner makes a great effort to knock him out. It results in three instead of that touchdown. So what we're always interested in is that response after something that maybe doesn't go our way, because that's really all that we can control.